the joke called the UN Human Rights Council, which each year condemns Israel more than all the countries of the world combined, as women are being systematically raped, murdered, sold into slavery across the world, which is the only country that the UN's Commission on Women chose to condemn this year. Yep, you guessed it, Israel. Israel. Israel, where women fly fighter jets, lead major corporations, head universities, preside twice over the Supreme Court, and have served as Speaker of the Knesset and Prime Minister. But I have to tell you this, for the first time in my lifetime, many other states in the region recognize that Israel is not their enemy. They recognize that Israel is their ally. Our common enemies are Iran and ISIS. Our common goals are security, prosperity, and peace. I believe that in the years ahead, we will work together to achieve these goals, work together openly. So Israel's diplomatic relations are undergoing nothing less than a revolution. But in this revolution, we never forget that our most cherished alliance, our deepest friendship, is with the United States of America, the most powerful and the most generous nation on earth. Our unbreakable bond with the United States of America transcends parties and politics. It reflects, above all else, the overwhelming support for Israel among the American people, which is at record highs and for which we are deeply grateful. Of course, like all societies, Israel has fringe elements. But it's our response to those fringe elements. It's our response to those fringe elements that makes all the difference. Take the tragic case of Ahmed Dawabshi. I'll never forget visiting Ahmed in the hospital just hours after he was attacked. A little boy, really a baby, he was badly burned. Ahmed was the victim of a horrible terrorist act perpetrated by Jews. He lay bandaged and unconscious as Israeli doctors worked round the clock to save him. No words could bring comfort to this boy or to his family. Still, as I stood by his bedside, I told his uncle, "This is not our people. This is not our way." I then ordered extraordinary measures to bring Ahmed's assailants to justice. And today, the Jewish citizens of Israel, accused of attacking the Dawabshi family, are in jail, awaiting trial. I believe, as never before, that changes taking place in the Arab world today offer a unique opportunity to advance that peace. I commend President Assisi of Egypt for his efforts to advance peace and stability in our region. Israel welcomes the spirit of the Arab Peace Initiative and welcomes a dialogue with Arab states to advance a broader peace. I believe that for that broader peace to be fully achieved, the Palestinians have to be part of it. I'm ready to begin negotiations to achieve this today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. President Abbas spoke here an hour ago. Wouldn't it be better if instead of speaking past each other, we were speaking to one another? President Abbas, instead of railing against Israel at the United Nations in New York, I invite you to speak to the Israeli people at the Knesset in Jerusalem. And I would gladly come to speak to the Palestinian parliament in Ramallah.